But why would somebody have a need, such a need, run by FEMA nonetheless, to do a nationwide broadcast for their emergency system? It doesn't make any sense unless this is a trigger mechanism. And that's what we've been worried about and speculating about. We know that they have the capability to do this. And our concern, of course, is that they've been gearing up for hemorrhagic fever now for many months, and they've already declared a pandemic.
Hey, friends. Dr. Lievely and Todd Callender are back with the truth about what appears to be some coming false flag terror attacks, which we all must be aware of in order to stop them. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, guys. We've got another emergency broadcast of sorts for you. A lot of line items queued up. Important news, including a FEMA emergency broadcast warning. Deb Tabaris and others are extremely concerned about this. We'll get into that in just a minute. UN Agenda 2030 is now fast-tracked to Agenda 2025. Get ready, friends. And the government is spraying New Yorkers. I'm going to show you some shocking video in just one second, but I want to start by saying that my interview with Nathan Reynolds, Bloodlines and Abominations of the Illuminati, is getting all sorts of feedback from people I'm connected with. This from Charles Pixley, who says, OMG, top interview of the decade. So pertinent, so timely. Charles, thank you. And Nathan Reynolds escaped the Illuminati and the Reynolds family, but just barely. You guys are definitely going to want to listen to that. It's 90 minutes of power-packed, scholarly-level information. I'll welcome my guests back now. Todd Callender, how are you, sir?
Fabulous. Grateful to be here, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. And my lovely friend, Dr. Lievely, how are you?
Lovely indeed.
Hello, Sean and Todd. So great to be with you both.
Good to see you, Doc. All right, we're going to jump into the deep end here, guys. This is startling information. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to discuss it.
Does anybody live in New York City, and did you just have your house sprayed with pesticides? I was in my living room. My windows are open. These trucks come by. They're making these dystopian announcements. Run inside. Get inside.
What the
exposure to the pesticide, please go indoors immediately until the trucks have passed. The city is applying pesticides to reduce the threat of the West Nile virus.
This is the creepiest. Look at this. What the it's going right on my window.
Guys, I'll pause it there. I don't think I've seen anything quite so dystopian in the United States since the lockdowns. They're spraying for West Nile virus, they say, but I don't know about you, Todd. I trust the government about as much as it makes me think that they're probably spreading West Nile virus.
There is nothing to have stopped them from dispersing nerve gas. Right then and there, nobody did a thing. This all happens under those stupid public health emergency guidelines. It's like the nine childhood development vaccines. There are recommendations, but yet they're required everywhere. This is the same thing. They don't ask anymore, Sean. That effectively probably was nerve gas. Doc, what do you think?
Well, I don't know of a pesticide that would even affect the virus.
For a virus.
And it's very concerning to think about what they may be spraying. And all of the pesticides that are in use are at the least endocrine disruptions, and they all have adverse neurologic effects. That's how they kill insects.
You the just said something so important. Sorry, Doc, go ahead.
This is shocking that they would be just moving down the streets of New York City without any warning to the public whatsoever.
It's the same model we saw in China during COVID. They were spraying the streets, and it makes zero sense. It's a little bit like drinking fluoride in the drinking water to protect your teeth. And we all know what the real agenda is there.
Think about this. Think about this, guys, for a second. What happened in 2001? The war on terror, right? Something you could never quantify. You could never find it. It's not definable. And you sure as heck can't find it in a particular location. It's a farce. A war on a thing such as terror is a farce. So is a war on a virus. Doctor, when you said that, it just dawned on me, holy cow, they're declaring another war that is not winnable because there is no real enemy. Viruses, do they even exist, is the question in front of us. But this is, they will use it as a pretext to destroy us all.
I still don't buy the idea that viruses don't exist, but this is not the way you treat them. Viruses are ubiquitous, just like fungal organisms and bacteria. And they're ubiquitous. And the key is keeping people healthier to have their immune system deal with them, not adding more chemicals and pesticides that damage our immune system, damage our endocrine system, damage our neurologic system.
Well, let me point out the obvious, guys. This is so dystopian and tyrannical because we're supposed to just trust the government as they spray the public, and that's in the public's best interest when we know we have an out-of-control criminal government? Are you kidding me? We know the CIA and the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, has experimented on American cities in the past. This is on the record.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to trust them? Are you kidding me? This is all part of the depopulation agenda. And when things become so overtly tyrannical that the government, without any warning at all, can just drive around the city spraying people, telling them to run inside and hide, that is the absolute, that's
principled
tyranny.
Well, and how would you protect yourself by going inside? Because they're spraying it into the atmosphere, which is going to come inside our air conditioning filters, and it's going to come inside. I mean, how do you breathe inside your house if you're not getting air? And what keeps you from getting outside spray inside your house?
Well, they already told us what this was. Remember back to the 2001, the NASA Langley research paper actually states, I believe it's page 46, that they're going to release lipid nanoparticles, nanobots that would drill into people's lungs because they were aerosolized. And then after it drills into their lungs, it would deliver the payload. That was slated to happen before 2025. And here we are, pretty close to 2025.
All right. Well, I've got something very, very concerning also to share with you guys and the audience. This comes to me from two different sources. Three, I guess, if you're to trust Jason Shurka. But this Jason Shurka video has gone viral. It was sent to my wife from one of her good friends who's wide awake. And it was sent to me by Deborah Tavares.
I was asked to share the following message with the world. Remember, I'm only the messenger. What you choose to do with this information is up to you and your own free will. On October 4th at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time, the emergency broadcast system will be activated across the entire United States under the leadership of FEMA, disguised as a test. However, this test will be used to send a specific high-frequency signal through devices like smartphones, radios, and TVs with the intention of activating graphene oxide and other nanoparticles that have been inserted into billions of human beings around the world through the obvious mediums. Everyone will be affected regardless of your status. The plan is to also do this in Israel at the same exact time. There are certain organizations that are doing their best to stop this in both Israel and the United States. Hopefully, they will be able to stop this. And stopping this in Israel looks promising, but stopping this in the United States is still up in the air. This will also include Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska. If the October 4th date does not occur for any reason, the backup plan will be to do it on October 11th at the same time. In the case that this is not able to be stopped, I ask you all to shut off your phones and all other relevant devices at 2 p.m. Eastern time for a period of 2 hours to be safe. This type of wavelength can affect us physically, mentally, and emotionally. I urge you all to protect yourself, and I ask you all to share this video far and wide.
All right, so there it is, October 4th, and the backup date, October 11th. I've got another shocking video to play for y'all in just a minute, but Todd, Doc, your reaction to that?
Well, FEMA's already confirmed on their website that that is valid. I mean, his warning is correct. It is scheduled for October 4th. We're already sending out warnings to all of our database with specific directions on how to cut things off and unplug them. And Todd has some thoughts on that. If you don't have a Faraday bag, Todd, what do you do?
Your microwave oven is a Faraday cage. I would say this, though, doctor, your idea is better. So if all else fails, use your microwave oven. It is a Faraday cage. That's exactly how it cooks your foods. It traps the microwave signals that we're getting all the time right now, but it traps them inside a little box and cooks them. Two things. Number one, I've got the schedule that shows that they are in what's called a C-burn exercise mode for this entire quarter. That's how they do their exercises. C-burns, chemical, biological, nuclear, and weapons of mass destruction, effectively. And secondarily, that they did this very same exercise already in Europe, and that Faraday cages didn't work in all cases. What that means is that it's not just a gigahertz signal, not just a microwave signal. It's a very long scale of signals. If it's able to get through the holes in a microwave oven or a Faraday cage, that means those are low frequency, long range signals. So this is really concerning. I think your idea is better, doctor. Unplug it all. Let's just unplug on the 4th of October, because we don't know what they're sending in the signals. And what we do know is they can affect us with the signals. Doctor, you've been talking about this for years now.
Well, exactly, Todd. And actually, I think since we don't know what they're doing, the idea of the Faraday bag, microwave, but unplugging, and in cell phones, iPads, tablets, and other devices with batteries, I would take the batteries out and just wait until that day is passed. And if we need to do it on October 4th and October 11th, so be it. But the other thing that I think people need to do, in addition to those steps, turn off all the wire, unplug all the Wi-Fi routers in your home. Turn off all the Bluetooth devices. It's not just your phone and computers and tablets, but it's smart meters, it's smart TVs, it's everything. Yeah. And even some of the Wi-Fi devices, like, for example,
wow,
the Wi-Fi devices and security cameras. So I think people need to do an inventory on their home and office on that day and just literally disable all of them. And then the other protection against radiation, what does radiation do? It causes inflammatory damage, it causes oxidative stress, and it causes abnormalities in regulation of blood clots. Well, they're foods and nutraceuticals. In fact, our store opens on next week, and we have a lot of the products that are only available through medical practitioners. They're not the routine ones you buy at the vitamin shop or Walmart or Costco. And one of the things that we're recommending is make sure that you get your body prepared with antioxidant foods and supplements, anti-inflammatory foods and supplements. We have all of this in our vaccine injury treatment guide on our website. And the oxidative stress, we've got a really exciting lineup of ways to integrate that approach and ways you can tailor it to yourself. We don't use a lot of fixed dose combinations because that means some people are getting too much of one thing and not enough of another.
Can I add, doctor, that people need to download your hemorrhagic fever prep
guide? Yes.
Because we don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but why would somebody have a need, such a need, run by FEMA nonetheless, to do a nationwide broadcast for their emergency system? It doesn't make any sense unless this is a trigger mechanism. And that's what we've been worried about and speculating about. We know that they have the capability to do this. And our concern, of course, is that they've been gearing up for hemorrhagic fever now for many months, and they've already declared a pandemic. So I think the anti-inflammatories, and you had said that the antivirals that that you and Dr. Chambers found in the Green Beret Medical Handbook prior to 2019, by the way, they eliminated them thereafter, right? Get rid of the therapeutics. But those had anti-inflammatory effects, and I think you had those in your treatment guide, amongst other things.
Yes, And the other thing, I'm going to mention those in a second, but one thing really critical to understand, the symptoms of radiation toxicity are overlapping almost 90%. Wow. If you look at a Venn diagram, almost 90% overlap the symptoms of radiation sickness with the symptoms of the beginning of Marburg, Ebola, Nipah virus, any of the hemorrhagic fevers, so that they can scare you with the fact that it's the virus, the
but it's really 5G.
Or the Ebola.
The war on
when
virus.
It's really whatever's in this emergency broadcast, whatever's in the 5G capability that they can control better than a virus. Now, in the hemorrhagic fever fact sheet, click on the home page tab, medical and legal help. Hemorrhagic fever fact sheet, Ebola, Marburg, and all of them. And that includes the new Nipah virus that they're hyping right now in Europe and India, and it's coming here. The hype I'm talking about. Mebendazole, that's Mebendazole, is one FDA-approved medicine. Albendazole, Albendazole, those are the two FDA-approved medicines for humans, along with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, that can be helpful in these syndromes. Fenbendazole, which Todd has mentioned often, is an FDA-approved veterinary product. And I can't, as a licensed physician, recommend a veterinary product for human beings, but we do have two FDA-approved human products that are available through commercial drugstores. I've ordered it through our pharmaceutical wholesaler, and it's available, both of them. Now, for those who don't have a doctor to be able to prescribe some of these, then one of the things you can do is look at our hemorrhagic fever fact sheet guide and look at the options we list and see what ones you may be comfortable with trying on your own.
Yeah, and get them now, guys. Get them while you can. Get them while it's easy to get them. Well, nobody else is trying to get them. And you just got some free advice there from an actual medical doctor. Now, we're not fear-mongering here, but what we're trying to do is prevent the deep state from pulling off these false flags. So we've got the FEMA event on October 4th, potentially October 11th. We've got UN Agenda 2030 now being fast-tracked as Agenda 2025. The government is spraying New Yorkers. Well, I don't know if y'all have heard of remote viewing, but it's a real thing the CIA engages in and other intelligence groups around the world. So I got a shocking video to share with you here in just 1 second. But as we discuss the possibility of massive false flags, including potentially nuclear weapons used domestically in the United States, I just want you to consider the fact that the deep state, the powers that ought not be, the ones that worship the kingdom of darkness, as Nathan Reynolds just explained in our interview, they've been caught with their pants down. They're waging open war against humanity, and they've been caught. I'll give you the examples. How have they been caught? The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. We now know it's a depopulation plan, and it's approved at the highest levels of the world government. We know about the election theft in the coups, Joe Biden being installed, Lula being installed in Brazil, and now UN Agenda 2030 being fast-tracked as Klaus Schwab signs a deal with the United Nations to turn UN Agenda 2030 into UN Agenda 2025 because they know they've been caught. And so they're rushing towards the end zone, and they're not going to stand down. They've openly waged war against we the people of the world, and they're not going to stand down. So now we really should be concerned about potential false flags, because if what you're about to hear here from Greg Reese in this report, multiple remote viewers warn of world-changing event at year's end, if this comes to pass, they'll blame it on Russia. They'll blame it on China. They'll blame it on anybody but the ones who actually did it.
The counterculture is now aware of false flags, operations that are executed by the powers that be and blamed on someone else, are now being called out in real time on social media platforms, despite all the censorship. It's becoming popular, and if the powers that be can no longer trick us, then they will try and hurt us. According to the scientific data, nearly all humans have a certain degree of psychic awareness, and some of us become acutely aware of it. The term remote viewing was coined by the U.S. Department of Defense when they began training people in this field. It is the art of viewing an unknown target at any distance within the mind's eye and retrieving accurate data. To refine this data, remote viewers work together as a team and look for redundant data.
When we look at remote viewing data, if one person says something, you know, that's interesting. If two describe the same thing, that's a little more weight. When three or four describe the same thing, we pretty much take that to the bank.
Remote viewing teams such as the Future Forecasting Group work with a double-blind protocol. This means that they do not know where or what the target is. The information they are given is an arbitrarily designated number, such as A9I5-Q7K4. As they blindly view the target in a meditative state of focus, imagery is flashed in the mind and immediately sketched out and collected. The Future Forecasting Group has been successful at predicting the Panama Canal incident, the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine, the Halloween stampede in South Korea, police violence at the Canadian trucker protest, and many others, which can all be found at futureforecastinggroup.com. The Future Forecasting Group was recently assigned the target of the next financial crisis, but the entire team was all distracted by overpowering images of a catastrophic event. They all saw the same thing: massive explosions with multiple points of impact, small particles and debris falling from the sky, people sick with cesium, which is the most dangerous of all radioactive isotopes used in dirty bomb scenarios. They saw police checkpoints, people seeking shelter underground, and an exodus of sad-looking people.
All right, I'll pause it there.
What was that website again, Sean? We should repeat that for all of us.
That's from Future Forecasting Group. I think if people just type that into their favorite non-Google search engine, it will come up. But this is a concern, guys, because again, if nukes go off anywhere in the United States, anytime in the future, they're going to blame Russia, they're going to blame China. But you know it's the deep state, the Mossad, the CIA. You just know it's the deep state, and they can just blame anybody they want.
And what would be the point of that? I mean, I think that's how we win this, is that if we take away their win, then we have a chance to prevent it. Their win is to make everybody think it was China or that it was Russia. And you're absolutely right. It's always been they're all the same, right? Because they own all of those countries. So to blame it on one or another is really simply for division, right? To divide humanity, make us hate, make us fight. We destroy ourselves in the process. If we take away that win by saying, we know it is you, do we have a chance to prevent it? And it goes back to all the people, those cops that were driving the car, the guy driving the sprayer, you all had a chance to not do that. You could have said, no, I'm not going to spray people with unknown substances. No, I'm not going to yell at people to get in their houses. The same goes with this. You don't have to press the button, folks. Now is our chance. If you want humanity to survive, it's up to you. The answer is no, I'm not going to comply with your evil, sadistic plans to destroy humanity.
Well, if this comes to pass, guys, it will be done to prevent humanity from winning, right?
I think
these people run the actuary tables, all right? They've got the AI. They can see the data in real time, and they know the world's waking up right quick, and people are getting fed up, and they're on the cusp. We're on the cusp of revolutions around the world. So that's why the deep state would play these cards.
That's right.
I mean, when you say we're on the verge of revolution around the world, look at the massive millions of people protesting across countries in Europe that we don't see on our media, but look at the hundreds of thousands of parents in Canada that are absolutely furious about the sexualizing of children and the radical gender ideology being pushed in the schools.
Yeah. Well, the French rioted in the streets and protested for months just because Macron wanted to raise the retirement age by a year or two. And if you look all over the world, you look at these school board meetings. People are reading these people the Riot Act. We're talking about the cultural Marxists who want to indoctrinate our children with pedophilia and trans insanity. People all over the world are waking up to the dangers of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and the election theft and the coups and the rigging. People all over the world are waking up. So if they played this card, that nuke card, the false flag card, that would bring our country to its knees right quick. And then what? A military dictatorship would be declared, Todd.
Well, they've already declared one. This is the part that people have to understand. Your human rights, your constitutional rights are gone. They've been gone since 2020. You don't have any right now, according to the law, such as it is. So we have to recognize it for what it is. We're already in a dictatorship. How else do you think they go down the streets of New York spraying people with unknown stuff?
Right.
But that is the essence of a dictatorship. But I want to say something. You can tell you for if you're I want to get to this because this is good news. So you go ahead and respond. And I just want to say that we are making a difference.
Well, I just want to say that the Hail Mary that proves we do still have a constitution is when that demon rat in New Mexico with a swipe of a pen wanted to declare an emergency executive order over a health concern that she would do away with your First Amendment. And the AG said, hell no. The sheriff said,
Second Amendment.
So we do still have a constitution.
No. What we have is people willing to stand up for the constitution. Let me just distinguish the two. For purposes of the law, that's why I used air quotes, they have removed the powers that be, the martial law people, including that governor, have already removed your rights. Now, as you've heard me say before, there is no law without law enforcement. And what effectively happened is the governor made law as a dictator and the law enforcement said no. This is precisely what we've been talking about for years now. The answer is no, we're opting out. We're sticking with the Constitution. We're not moving towards your Stalinistic Soviet model economy and government. So the answer is already here.
Todd, you're absolutely right. It was one constitutional sheriff, Sheriff John Allen in New Mexico, who had the courage to stand against the governor's unconstitutional, illegal declaration.
And the attorney general. The attorney general said he wouldn't prosecute anybody.
No, wait. It was one sheriff, the power of one. The attorney general did not come in for several days until after Gun Owners of America filed a lawsuit against the governor. And then he said he would not defend the governor. But it was the power of one. That's the point that Todd has been making and I've been making.
One that, Doctor, to your point, one that got seven other sheriffs to agree it. He stood and then contacted his buddies right next door and said, what do you think of this? They said, no, let's stand together. It does. It takes one and then you link arms. And this is what happens. But it's because law enforcement, people in uniform or badges and guns said, hell no, we're going to refuse an illegal order. This is exactly what we've been talking about for years. And now people have to understand you are in the dictatorship. Embrace it, understand it, and then decide what the hell are you going to do about it? Because we are here.
Well,
you are so right.
And the Blade Runners in London are taking down these hellish, dystopic UN Agenda 2030 cameras. I'll just play the B-roll here as we get into our next topic, which is the fact that Klaus Schwab had essentially an emergency meeting with the United Nations, and they've all agreed to fast-track UN Agenda 2030. It's now essentially UN Agenda 25. No joke, guys. Listen to this. World leaders agreed today to urgently step up their efforts to deliver the Sustainable Development Goals, our global roadmap out of crisis by 2030. Can you imagine the wordsmithing there? Crisis? We're out of crisis. We're going directly into crisis. And it's going to be a lot quicker than 2030 if we comply, friends. They want to fast track
all of those crises.
All of the dystopic UN Agenda 2030 nonsense is now being fast tracked. Thanks to Klaus Schwab and the criminal United Nations.
They're the ones creating the crisis.
This is what they say themselves, Doctor. They say a better future is impossible. Act now. Oh, well, thanks for letting us know that.
The better future is impossible because of their actions. And
we need
to say no.
And here is their sustainable development goals, which they have these wonderful little icons and make it all look lovely. And they're very open-ended and don't define anything, which is exactly how they like things to be done in the UN. Let me go back to this just really quickly, Sean. You're absolutely right. And they're accelerating because there's already been a monkey wrench thrown in. Everybody's saying, what is this? They're questioning their understanding. And so is the Secretary General. So they had an emergency meeting months ago, believe it or not, and they said we need SDG stimulus, Sustainable Development Goal stimulus, to tackle the rising risks of debt distress and the high cost of debt amongst their member nations. My point in saying this is their central planning, which is what Soviet model economies are based on, isn't working. And they actually go to the trouble of telling us how it's not working. It says, for instance, the common framework of debt transaction failed to conclude a single restructuring in the first 1.5 years of its existence. What they effectively did is said, hey, you've got to lower the interest rates to make money available. And after that, what they forgot to contend with is that there were already higher interest rates before. Then they raised the interest rates because nobody was making money, and they didn't coordinate it between commercial banks and the central banks. And that's what that sentence is all about. So you end up with an inverse yield curve, and it effectively made the entire banking world insolvent. That's what I'm saying to you right now. All of the banks in the United States, including the Federal Reserve, are insolvent at this moment because of that.
Well, they're failing. And listen to the wordsmithing in this as they fast track sustainable development goals. Guys, you know what that means, right? That's a catchphrase for reducing the population, a sustainable population meant to live in equilibrium with wildlife and nature, as those capstones once said, the Georgia Guidestones. Sustainable development means fewer people on the planet, about 80 to 90% fewer people. So listen to this. They say tens of millions have fallen into poverty since 2020. Well, I wonder why. Could it have been due to a bunch of lockdowns, enforced vaccinations? Over 110 million people are forcibly displaced. Inequalities have worsened. Oh, you think these people care about inequalities? No, they want us all living like third world slaves.
Equally miserable.
Yep. Many governments are forced to choose now. Listen to this. They say many governments are forced to choose between debt payments, like $1 trillion a year in interest on the U.S. national debt, and investing in healthcare and education. The climate emergency, they say, is wreaking havoc on lives and livelihoods. No, the international criminal bankers and big pharma are wreaking havoc on our lives and livelihoods through the fiat printing presses, the dark agenda they have because they literally worship Lucifer, and a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. I think that's all a lot more worrisome than climate change. But they want you to give up your future and your progeny and your sovereignty in the name of fighting climate change by giving carbon taxes to bankers and living in a 15-minute city. It's absolute dystopia, you guys.
It's what it said. I read the same document, by the way, and that's exactly their way out of it, is to swap out the regular debt for carbon credits. they're gonna do the same thing over again by a different name.
Well, look, I don't know that we have any easy answers for what ails us, and we do have to cut this broadcast a little shorter today. We got about 10, 12 minutes left. But what are some of the things that would help save us? What are some of the things we can do, Todd?
No, the answer is no. We just saw proof of it. The answer is no. We do not have to participate. They cannot do this. They, being the owners of this world, cannot destroy us without our consent and, frankly, without our help. So the answer is no. We just saw how effective that can be.
And the thing is, Sean, that we discussed earlier in a program with Todd and Ed Hoagland and myself, that Americans were far too compliant and trusting of the government in 2020 and 2021. It's time to use your brain, as scripture tells us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Learn the truth about what the governments and the global elites and the UN and the World Health Organization and the WEF are trying to do to destroy us, and just say no. You don't have to comply with masks that don't work, that damage your health. You don't have to comply. Don't get any more shots. Don't get any more boosters. The new vaccines for flu and shingles and all of these others that they are promoting are all being moved to the mRNA experimental technology.
Yeah, and the RSV. Have you seen the ads for the new RSV?
Yes, RSV,
vaccine?
All of them.
Vaccine for everything. Go out and get your yummy, tasty, nutritious, delicious
vaccine.
It's a
war on viruses. Don't forget. That's the new war.
Don't participate. You don't take steps to stay healthy and keep your body healthy and get your antiviral nutrients and soups, foods and nutraceuticals and supplements and even antiviral prescription medicines, antibacterial medicines and foods that keep your body healthy. Much safer approach than using these vaccines. You don't know what's in them. You don't know what they've added because they're no longer disclosing it. Say no to the 15-minute city. Say no to all of these lockdowns and tyrannical steps that they're taking, that they are doing so in violation of our core constitution. We, the people, have to defend the constitution. There is no government defending it any longer. Our military and most law enforcement are not, except for the few courageous constitutional sheriffs that stand up, but they are few and far between. It's up to us, we, the people.
Well, I think that's right. Very, very well said. And do not comply. Don't ever comply. And the reason we're sharing all of this kind of scary information today in this broadcast, guys, is not to fearmonger. It's so that y'all can spread it far and wide to try to wake up your friends, neighbors, and colleagues. Because if their false flag devious plans go viral and the whole population is well aware of who might really be behind it, well, that's how we stop them. That's how we prevent right. these things from happening. And we have to bring these people to justice to prevent these things from happening. Now, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, he's just been indicted over bribery schemes. His wife has been indicted as well. That's just one example of trying to bring these people to justice. Todd, we have to bring these people to justice or they're going to kill us. I mean, they're hell-bent on killing us.
Exactly. So that sheriff that said hell no has jurisdiction inside of his county to arrest any one of these perpetrators, and he should. You find him in there, do it. And by the way, he's also got reciprocity with all the other sheriffs in the state. If these people set foot in Arizona, grab them. And by the way, those same sheriffs have pals in other states. Make it viral. Link arms. We can do this. The answer is no. And absolutely, if we don't hold them accountable, they'll keep doing it. What part don't we understand?
Yeah. And to Sean's point about the fact that our discussing this today is the opposite of fear mongering, we are teaching you to be prepared with information. We are teaching you to be proactive, and we are teaching you the preparation and steps that you can take to protect yourself, your family, your homes, and your communities. It's all about preparation, preparedness, and being very proactive. Don't wait for danger to come to you. Be proactive in being situationally aware. It's a basic self-defense training concept. It's a military concept.
That's right.
It's a Boy Scout, Girl Scout concept. And people have lost sight of that, becoming too dependent on government to fix things. This is time to take back your core strength, your intellect, your wisdom, pay attention to your gut. Get prepared and be proactive.
Well said.
Repel force with equal and opposite force. The law says that is self-defense. If somebody comes at you with a gun, you got a right to use a gun. Equal and opposite force.
And I like what Doc said earlier, too. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's something we should really focus on a daily basis, right? Get the bad thoughts out of your head. Get it all out of your head and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What Nathan Reynolds shared with us in his testimony in that 90-minute interview really resonated with me, and I think it's going to resonate with people all over the world because he escaped a satanic ritual abuse Illuminati family by the skin of his teeth. And he only escaped after learning that the cost of getting his inheritance would be his firstborn daughter. Boy, you guys got to listen to that interview if you haven't, because it'll help you understand the rulers of the darkness of this world. It'll help you understand that. Guys, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Oh, Todd, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for that interview. I couldn't endorse it more. I didn't ever understand what the London Bridge in Havasu, Arizona was about. And now I know. And I am just overwhelmed with grief for all of those poor people that it was like the Bridge of Sighs, you know, going to this little island and never come out again. It's really quite tragic. It was a tremendous interview. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I got to tell you, it's one to listen to and then listen to again. I mean, I could do a whole reaction video about that because there's things he said that, you know, he spoke so quickly and he's so eloquent that there's things he said like that London Bridge that kind of went over my head a little bit. And then only in post when I was editing, did I go and grab those pictures and I understood him to be 100% right. They transported the London Bridge to this little place in what, Arizona, this little town designed by the Disney designer, where they wanted to traffic kids. And it's just like the city of London. It's a little sovereign nation unto itself.
And the kids go there and they never come out. They go across the bridge and they never come out because they're being sacrificed and eaten, amongst other things.
Horrible. Sean, give us the website again for that interview.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will post it below, but right now the best place to find it is at sgtreport.com. It's sticky at the very top, and thephaser.com. It's the interview with Nathan Reynolds. And by the way, in Fritz Springmeier's Bloodlines of the Illuminati book, he names 13 top Illuminati families: Rothschild, Rockefeller, Reynolds. Reynolds is one of them. This is Nathan Reynolds, and he escaped with his life and soul, but he says just barely. Guys, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Dr. Lieve Leet, tell us how people can find you.
www.truthforhealth.org and whistleblowerreports.org.
Thank you. And Todd Kellner, the CEO of CloudHub, super attorney and more. What do you want to share with people as we part ways?
You can find me at CloudHub now more and more. Vax Choice is our kind of our repository and library of all things evil. And of course, I'm always hanging around Dr. Vliet at Truth for Health. And thank you for thank you for the support. It's a great club. We just have fun together. God love you both. Thank you for having me amongst you. I'm really, truly honored. Thank you both.
Thank you, Sean. Great, great time to be together every other Friday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lee. Yeah. You know, I looked at the calendar last night and I thought, no way, it can't already be tomorrow Friday. Like, we just did an interview and I looked and it was like, yep, no, it's tomorrow. We got another one with Lee and Todd. I can't believe 2 weeks flies by that quick.
Yeah, honestly, it does. You know, time is speeding up. I'm convinced of it.
Quickening.
And actually, there's been some discussion among some of the biblical scholars that was forecast in the Bible, that the Luciferian intervention in the world could affect the progression of time.
Seems to be happening, but
it does.
The good news is, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the actions of their false flags and their bioweapons masquerading as a vaccine and their coups and their election rigging and their fraud and the open borders, the reaction to all that is people are waking up finally, which is why we have to be aware of these false flags, the potential false flags. All right. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, love you so much for sharing this information far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. Hopefully you're on CloudHub. If you're not, get over there, start an account, support the platform. And Todd, he does a great job over there. And for real news every single day, of course, for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God truly bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
If you are wearing a mask, you are acquiescing to compelled speech. And by removing the mask under the circumstances of, let's say, a new mask mandate, you are sending a clear message to anyone watching saying, I am not a sheep. I will not comply. I have a right to basic things like oxygen, which is something I need to survive. And you can't tell me against my conscience that I have to adorn this useless ornament on my face.